The task before me is never greater than the power within me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. The task before me is never greater than the power within me. The task before me is never greater than the power within me. Now, it sounds as though we need a power to work a task. What is a task? Well, let's just say a task is an opportunity for us to reveal our divinity. Now, let's take this task, this one we were just talking about a moment ago. Let's take this task of moving consciously into a heavenly state of consciousness. Now, how do we move consciously into a heavenly state of consciousness if we're a human being living on earth? Well, you don't. A human being living on earth can never move into a heavenly state of consciousness. It's only when the human being on earth decides that it is a divine being and acts like a divine being that it moves into a heavenly state of consciousness, which, of course, being a divine being is a heavenly state of consciousness. Now, how do you move from a human being into a heavenly state of consciousness to a divine being? You move from being a human being to being a divine being by deciding, what does it mean to be a divine being? You have to know that to be a divine being, you have to be a yoga, you have to do these exercises, you have to have this special diet, you know, vegetarian diet, preferably, probably, and you have to have untouchable, one-pointed, unpossessed, non-judgmental, all unconditional love. You have to have self-determination, self-dedication, self-diligence, self-discipline. Isn't that nice? I can rattle them all off, reading them from the wall here. And then you're not being tested, you're being fortified, and you're in school, and all is in divine order, and whatever below it, I can't see it.
My life is blessed. My life is blessed.
My life is blessed. That's good, yeah. Okay, and then over there is a bunch more stuff. I mean, everywhere around here. You should be here during the School of the Master. During the School of the Master, we had signs all over the wall. They were everywhere, and I don't know if anybody ever looked at them. But they were positive thinking signs for the day, basically. And I would change them every day. And if people looked at them and drank them in, wow. But a lot of people didn't. And they would just say, I'm having a tough time. This is tough. That's tough. I say, you're not having a tough time. You're saying you're having a tough time, so you're having a tough time, but you're not really having a tough time. He goes, this is easy. This is easy. You just follow directions. You do the HoloSync program. You just follow directions, and it makes it happen inside of you by the blending and harmonizing who you are. Now, all I did throughout the entire 3 months of the School of Master program for the advanced, if you can call them that, students who really were willing to give it. And a person who gives 3 months of their life to a program is pretty good, you know? That's pretty good. And many of them went away thinking they were the same person they were when they came here. And as the years went by, they said, you know, that is my philosophy. That is my life. That is who I am. And we don't need the credit. But you don't know when the steps are made within you of your awareness of your divinity. You don't know. Because you're putting the little causes in motion. You're putting the little cause. You don't know when you all of a sudden you say 2 times 2 is 4, 2 times 2 is 4, and then all of a sudden you start using it. And then you don't believe it. It just is so. You know, it's not a matter of belief. It just is so. And so it is when we are looking at the task before me, and it's never greater than the power within me. Now, what's the power within you? The power within you is the ability to let go and do nothing. Let go, so to speak, and let God, Let go and do nothing. Let go and be beholden to nobody, nothing, or any idea, or any teaching, or anything. Do you think that a spiritually illumined woman standing here amongst you is going to appear different than you are? She will have what Ellen has been missing recently. And what's it that you've been missing with Billy? Attitude. The word attitude. She will have an attitude of absolute oneness. You understand that? Mm. She will have an attitude that it is done. And not superior, not, oh, you, I'm looking down my nose at you, you know, because you haven't got this done. Oh, my goodness sakes, you know. But she just looks at the whole world as an attitude that the whole world is just like she is. But she doesn't say just like she is. She says the whole world is beautiful and good. The whole world is glorious. The whole world is fabulous. I said to, well, Randy's wife said to him in Farmington yesterday, she said, Randy, you always give a good talk, but you leave so many things out because you think people have, they know all about that. You think people have been where you have been, and everybody hasn't been where you have been. He says, well, as far as I'm concerned, everybody has walked the same path I walk, and that's why my talks are just what they are, you know. Well, now, that's good if you are talking for yourself. When I talk for myself, which is what I do most of the time, I use the same old illustrations oftentimes because people instantly got the message, and I don't have to repeat a lot of things to get them there. And it's a beautiful way of doing it. Like I said at the Sunday service in Farmington, I said, remember the woman who just got $30 million? Oh, yeah. And some people said, no, I didn't hear that one. And so I tell them, in short. And, oh, that is exciting, you know. And you see, that's our task. That's our task, is to be ourselves and have fun. And that's the hardest task in the world. And the reason it's the hardest task in the world is because, thank God, we're not created like an animal, like an elephant, but we have that big proboscis out in front of us, that big nose, that we keep sticking into something that's not our business. And instead of just saying, all is in divine order, we say, I've got to make all in divine order. And you can't do it from here. You can't do it from a human attitude. And you can't make it anyhow, because it's already done. You develop, train with the power within you. You develop, train, and program yourself to recognize that it is done. That all is done. Every single thing on the face of the earth, every single thing is done, complete, magnificent, fulfilled right now. You got me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you see, the task before me is never greater than the power within me. And that's the truth.
Yes.
Take that, put it in your pipe and smoke it. And have yourself a great day, because I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.